Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another disappointing loss for our Braves. I was talking to some of our listeners, and they were like, it's funny because I had friends around the country before the season started. You know, I'm kind of pounding my chest. Braves going to be good. And now I'm getting these phone calls and these texts. Thought you said the Braves are going to be good. And I'm like, on paper, they're supposed to be. We have a championship caliber team that's not playing like a championship caliber team. When you look at this lineup, and if I just showed you what their resume said, right? Acuna, MVP. Olsen, Mike, MVP votes. Riley, one of the best third basemen in the league. Ozzie, we just go down the list. Now, I get it. Money Harris is struggling. But even Money Harris was rookie of the year. Right. So you start going down this resume and you start saying, hey, look at all these guys we've got. To Mike's point, the pitching, you could put a question mark after Sale and Strider. And, you know, we thought A.J. Smith-Shawver was going to be here and he's not. But the fact is, like, this is supposed to be better. And after last night and another loss, 8-3, Mike, Zach Gallen looked like a stud, and Strider struggled again.
Now, Strider doesn't have the overwhelming stuff. And just to Carl's point, when the season, before the season began, national baseball writers had us as the number one or two team in baseball. So either, you know, they got it all wrong or this team just, you know, has not performed. Realize now, you got Chris Sale, and you got Schwellenbach and Grant Holmes. And after that, it's hope. And a prayer. Seriously, that's it. Because, you know, and Grant Holmes, with all due respect, he gives up a lot of taters himself. You know, he's given up 11 home runs. Strider right now, and unfortunately, doesn't have overwhelming stuff. And that's the thing. We discussed it earlier for guys who missed it. Strider's used to throwing 99, Carl, 100. Now he's throwing 94. He topped off at 95.4 yesterday.
Yes.
And he can't control the slider. So Major League Baseball hitters will tee off on that. And darn if those two guys didn't. Marte for the Diamondbacks was like, it was batting practice. And Strider said as much. So I just don't know where this team goes from here. It requires a 2021 like overhaul of some positions, but are the Braves going to be able to pull that off? Remember how he threaded the needle in 21, Alex Anthopoulos? You expect him to do that again?
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to make as many moves as you did that year again. He was trying to supplement not having Acuna. And the reality is, guys, you got those numbers combined from Rosario and Soler. The number that you ended up seeing those guys combining for in the playoffs, and they were all great, was what you probably would have gotten from Ronald Acuna had he been in the lineup. So you got that made up, right. And then your pitching and your bullpen was off the charts. I don't know if he'll make those many moves, but this is what I do know. And for those of you who continue to tell me, Strider's fine, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's not fine.
When I told you he was not right and he's not back and you guys got mad at me, he has given up at least one home run in 11 of his last 14 starts, including the playoffs going back to 2023.
Now,
that's a problem.
And again, we talked about this. We played the audio. We'll play it again for you later. He's got a crisis of confidence. You saw the body language on the mound. I mean, we always joked around, and look, John Smoltz said it was a tremendous asset and helped him to have a sports psychologist. And I'm not trying to sound like Sparky the sportscaster here, but when I hear the way Spencer Strider sounds and looks, I'm worried about the guy right now. Because all of a sudden, everything you've depended on, you can't do. There was also another thing I mentioned to you earlier in the show. Guys that had that bracing surgery and not the Tommy John.
URL.
Are not going and having great careers afterwards. It's almost like you need to do the full Megillah, take the full year and more, and do the Tommy John.
Yeah.
Hope that's not the case with Strider.
I do too. Speaking of Strider, we're going to talk some college football here. Dogs are featured in 4 of the 10 of ESPN's most anticipated games of 2025, and rightfully so. We'll talk about that. Also, more on the Falcons coming up. Guy talk on the way a little bit later on this hour. And I got to fill you in on this conversation. I was just laughing to myself, and I do this frequently, and Mike's like, what's going on? My wife sent me this crazy text message earlier today. I got a call, and I pick up the phone, and I did some cooking, okay? And literally, she asked me a question about how long a particular food item had been on the stove.
Uh-oh.
And then I told her. And then she went in on me.
Well, did you burn something?
No. I'm going to tell you about it. And then we got into this discussion, an argument, about that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life, and she's telling me, that's not true. So I want to get your guys' opinion on this, all right? It's something I think most guys, most women can relate to. That is on the way. But, Mike, here's Spencer Strider talking about what he wants to do for this team because he is not doing it right now.
I just want to put us in the position to win the game. You know, I want to do my job. I don't really care how it looks. I don't care how it feels. I don't need to be spectacular. You know, I like to think that my best stuff is going to come at the end of the season when – games matter most for us, you know, if we're in that position. That's always my goal. So every year that I've been on the team, it's been my goal to try to get better over the long run. But along the way, you know, we've got to win games, and I've got to do my job. So didn't do it tonight, you know, and so got to find ways to get better and, you know, at the very least, give us a chance.
He did not give us a chance yesterday. Look. Sometimes all this soul searching is just pitching. Just pitch. And Mike, I mean, look, I'm not in his head. I don't know. But it feels exactly like what you're saying. Just go pitch. Spencer, you know what you're capable of. All this, my foot placement and my body and my weight distribution. And bro, that's way too much.
You sound like the Bryson DeChambeau of Major League Baseball. You know, with all that. I mean, when you're struggling – You start reaching for things, and it's in your head. It could be you and your job. Like your sales numbers are down. What am I doing wrong? What did I say at the client?
Always be closing.
But that's the thing. Is Strider, I mean, you look, if you got 95-mile-an-hour stuff, you can't live where he's trying to live. They're going to tee off on that. You got to figure out the control of the slider, the slurve. Your third and your fourth option we talked about with Grant before the season started. And I don't know, can Rick Kranitz help him? I mean, that's why I asked to Carl. I go, What does this team do in their minor league system and with their pitching coach to develop these guys where one out of every 5 makes it and everybody else becomes Tuki Toussaint or, you know, take your pick, Mike Foltynewicz or Newcomb or any of these other guys, and whoop, they just flame out. So in this case, it's the injury. I know that it's an epidemic, Carl, of arm injuries. We saw that with A.J. Smith-Schaubert.
It is.
We're not the only team dealing with that. But I'm saying the guys that are actually ambulatory, how can you help them be better?
404-726-0929. It is our top conversation today, guys, because we replaced our third base coach, and it didn't get any better. Did you expect it to? We told you yesterday. That's just – it's window dressing. And Freddie Gonzalez, by the way, did you see how aggressive he was last night? I don't know if you – well, you were at the concert. He was aggressive last night.
It's funny because we were talking about the Braves game earlier. I had this guy – again, some – doofus on Twitter. How did you see the Braves game? 3 letters, DVR.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing invention. Yeah. But no, I mean, it was the they had the send where the ball gets olayed by the third baseman, and it's kind of a slow roll up the line. And for a second here, it looked kind of perilous, but it wasn't. And there was a bad throw up the line.
Yes, it was.
So good for Freddie, man. Be aggressive.
But wait a minute. I mean, this is what we said. When your offense is struggling, sometimes you've got to send guys.
Right.
Either way, and again, I'm not banging on Freddie Gonzalez. He's here. He's going to do a fine job at third base. Can we start hitting? That is our problem.
You realize the best OPS on this team is Ozuna and Drake Baldwin. Since I can't use batting average anymore because the nerds say that's not the proper metric. So, look, I mean, we got a couple of guys who need to be in the lineup every day. Ozuna is. He's a DH. Drake Baldwin can be. And the good news is if we do continue to stink, we can get Sean Murphy off the books. And maybe that could be the piece. And wasn't that funny? You and I suggested this a few weeks ago. People thought we were nuts.
Of course they did.
And now you look at Sean Murphy. He can't hit his weight. Let's get this guy out of here, and maybe we can get something for him by the trade deadline that maybe can be a miniature version of what we did in 21. I know that's, again, threading a needle,
yeah.
But I'm all for getting Murphy out of here and giving Drake Baldwin as many starts as his body can handle.
All right, we'll talk more about this coming up with Grant next hour, guys. Your thoughts are welcome. And by the way, I asked you this earlier in the week. I asked you last week. I said, if you have answers, we're here for you. Nobody does, including our manager, and we're going to let you hear what he said as he tried to answer a very simple question about these guys not hitting. It's on the way. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. Which one of these games is the biggest game? ESPN says that Georgia has 4 of the 10 most anticipated games of 2025. Here's one for you. September 13th, Georgia plays at Tennessee. September 27th, Georgia and Bama. Bama comes to Athens. Georgia at Auburn, October 11th. But, Mike, maybe I'm too close to it. November 15th, Texas comes to Athens, and I think that is going to be one of the marquee games of the season. Arch Manning. And remember, for those who don't remember, Arch was close to coming to Georgia, guys. He was. It was between Georgia and Texas, and he decided to go there. Either way, I think that is going to be one of those games that everybody will be talking about. Hopefully, they're both highly ranked. But 4 of the top 10 most anticipated games include the Dogs. I don't know which one's bigger. Listen, I think they're going to be better than Tennessee this year. The Nico thing hurts Tennessee. Everybody's downplaying that. Yeah. It hurts them. I think Bama is not as good as they were last year. But it's still Bama.
But we still don't know what Bama's going to be, because here's the thing. Even if they go, let's say for argument's sake, Bama goes and greases Florida State.
Yes.
Is that any big accomplishment based on where Florida State is right now? I don't know. I mean, it's funny because there's a couple guys at the bar that are going to Tallahassee. They're Alabama fans.
Yeah.
More to Marge is Marge's son. And he goes, what's Florida State going to be? I go, I have no earthly idea. I speak every day with the beat reporter in Tallahassee. He has no idea what this team is going to be. So good luck figuring this one out. You got Boston College's Castellanos, the old quarterback from, I think he's a local kid from here in Georgia, who got recruited down at Florida State for Gus Malzahn. Malzahn's the OC. But I don't know. And Alabama's breaking in a new quarterback, a highly recruited quarterback.
Yes, they are. I think the biggest game there is Texas-Georgia November 15th. Plus, it's later in the season. That could have implications in the SEC. It may have college football playoff implications. So, but Georgia-Auburn is always a great game, and Georgia has to travel. Right. We know that's maybe the hardest place to play in the SEC.
And isn't this – all right, I'll ask again. Is this a year that, you know, is Hugh Freeze going to get – is the switch going on?
I think so.
Look, they've got to show some improvement.
I like what Hugh Freeze has done at Auburn. I think they're coming, Mike. I think they're going to get back in this mix. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, when I say that, we're talking about, if I asked you right now, what's the one SEC team that has to make the playoffs? It's not Georgia, guys. Right. Georgia's been there, done that. It's not Alabama. I think it's LSU.
Yeah, Chip Kelly has got to – first of all, he's got to beat Clemson in Death Valley in South Carolina. Yeah. And he's never won the opening game of the season. He's already started to alienate some of the fan base with his ego.
Yeah. All right, we're coming back, guys. Michael Penix, we got to talk about the latest saying that his confidence as a leader is not being talked about. But is he the vocal leader that the Falcons need? We'll get into it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.